Okay. Gotta step back here. Do you mind if I sit on the bed with you? Do you want to be untied? Okay, good. So, as horny as I am right now, I am not an asshole. And I hope not to ruin the moment here, but I need to hear you say it. I need to hear you tell me that you're okay with this and that you consent. Out of character, just one moment. I'll wait. You don't know how happy that makes me to hear that. Because, God, I wanted to jump you all night long. So, my sweet, sweet hunter. I guess you're the prey now, aren't you? I need you to know two things. I don't want this to be a one-time thing, and I can go both ways. No, not like that, pervert. Fuck. You just have me so flustered. I mean that I'm open to experiencing sexuality in all of its forms. And I want to do it with you. Good. Okay, second thing you need to know. Second thing you need to know is that, stroking your arms is a bad idea. Okay, there are two safe words. The first one is, okay, I'm turning around. I can't look at you right now. The first one is rutabaga. That means slow down. We will immediately, sway to something. I'm not a dom. I don't do this all the time. So, okay, that's good. And the stop word is kumquat. So if you need it, if you need me to stop, it immediately happens. I untie you, I give you whatever you need. Good. One more thing. I don't think I'm gonna be needing this shirt. Oh my God, I got tangled up in it. Oh, shut up. Quit your laughing. If you're not nice, I will put this fucking this fucking shirt over your eyes, and you won't be able to see or feel me until I decide that you have earned it. Is that fucking clear? Good. You look so good tied up like that. You feel so good. Your chest is just... You know what? Fuck this. Fuck this shirt. You're not attached to this, are you? Good. That's so much better. Being able to lay in front of you and rub my tits over your body. You don't think I've noticed all those secret glances to my tits and my ass? You don't think I noticed how horny you've been? And don't think I didn't miss. Are you basically growling at that carnival game worker? Because you thought he was checking me out. He was not. If you're not careful, I'll bite you. You feel so good. Love grinding myself into you. You gonna come in your pants, huh? It's the big, scary, sexual deviant gonna come in his pants, huh? And you were worried about me. Oh, baby, I'm 100% predator, no prey. It's not my fault that I come in this cute little package. And I can be sweet when I want to be, but god damn it if I don't just want to be a bad fucking slut sometimes. Oh, I want to be cherished and adored and pursued. Oh, I want to feed off of that sexual energy radiating off of your body, but also I want somebody who will win me a stuffed animal. I'm so glad we left it in the other room. It would be so weird. I know. Probably not the right time to be talking about this when I'm grinding on your cock, is it? But here's the thing. I like being a bad girl because I can be a bad girl with who I trust. I can decide who's worth my time. And who's worth showing the real me. So I'm a huge, 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 huge comic book nerd. And I like to say that I'm a Diana in the streets and a Harley in the sheets. But only if I can trust the person, because the thing about giving up control isn't about giving up. It's about trust. It's about intimacy. See, that's why you fucking tied up like this, bucking your hips into me. It's hot. Not because of the act, but because of the person. Because of seeing who you are as a person when you're out and you're trying to impress me, and seeing who you are once you let that go. That's why this is sexy to me. Speaking of sex and trust, I was wondering if I could have a little snack. Something to suck on. Do you have any popsicles in the fridge? I'm gonna go and get my snack, and then I'm gonna come back and I'm going to eat my full fucking meal. Hold on before I go. Oh, fuck. Okay, baby. Can you see anything? Good.
If I were your sex kit,
where would I be? And don't pretend like you don't have one. I know you do, big boy. I'm sorry, just like the way your biceps jiggle when I slap them lightly like that. Not to hurt you, just to be playful. Okay, so you're not gonna tell me, then I guess I'm gonna have to find it. If I were your sex kit, I would either be in the bedside table or under the bed. Let's see where it is. Not under the bed. Jackpot. Let's see what we have here, huh? Massage oil. Sensual. Oh, what's this? Is it a tool for spanking? I assume that you're not used to being the recipient of these spanks, are you? Oh, you are. Just not a lot of women get to. I get to, don't I? That feels surprisingly good, doesn't it? Okay. Oh. Look at this. Is it dildo and a clit sucking vibrator? Oh my. You use this on yourself sometimes? I was talking about the vibrator, you perv. So, I think while I go and get my snack out of the kitchen, I'm gonna leave this vibrator on your... right against your crotch. Just lightly. And I'll be right back. Let me take that pressure away from you. A whole different kind of pleasure. They love sitting on top of you like this. What do you mean, quit it? Oh, I dropped my popsicle on your chest. I'm so sorry. Let me lick off the juices. Popsicle kind of tastes like your sweat and your sweet taste. I like that you still can't see. Did you know that your nipples are just as sensitive as mine? You feel that? You feel that cold popsicle? Yes. You taste good everywhere, I bet. Do you mind if I put this popsicle on the bedside table so maybe I could... You know what? Maybe I should take turns. One leg for me. And then one for you. How's that sound? Is that too much for you? Oh, you want to see me do that? Okay. You see the popsicle? Oh, you see how I'm painting my lips? Oh, with these cherry juices. And then suctioning it in. I want to do the same thing with your dick. I want to coat my lips. Just like this. With your pre-cum. Oh. And then... I want to suck it in and inhale the remainders of your fucking essence. Oh. Mm. Okay, I've got to put away that popsicle so I can whip out yours. Oh my. No wonder you're such a cocky fucker. So, here's the thing. I decided no sensation play because it's our first date. What? Shut up. No, this is our first date. Oh, you sentimental fucker. That day you were at my work around lunch and you were eating a sandwich at the place next door and you told me it was buy one, get one, and asked me to sit down, and I was like, well, free sandwich. Oh my god, I'm so dumb. I'm so fucking dumb. You really do like me, don't you? I'm guessing this makes the battle you've probably been having in your mind and heart, whether or not you wanted to, corrupt a good girl or be a good guy because you're into me. Well, buddy, I can tell you that I do what I want, so it's not really corruption if I'm willing to explore and, I can't think right now. I'm just so horny and so close to your cock. Oh god, I like rubbing it on my face while I talk to you. You're already so hard. I don't know if you're gonna survive this. But oh, right. So, I was gonna say, since it's our first date, I would just, rub your cock until you came all over my fucking tits, but, seeing as it's our second date, oh god, the pre-cum taste. Tastes so good. Since this is technically our second date, and I'm assuming if your hands were free, you'd be checking your calendar for date number 3. But you're a little occupied over there. As I said, this for me is about trust, and I trust that I can be bad with you and still be protected and respected, even when you're disrespecting and defiling my body. Don't look away when I do this. That's right, baby. Look me in the eyes. I have a confession to make for you. God, this is gonna sound so bad. And honestly, right now, I don't care how much of a little slutty pervert it makes me sound like. I mean, for fuck's sake, I've got my tits pressed against your chest right now, and I'm squatting over your thighs with my pussy resting on your dick. You figure all the secrets would be out of the table, but they're not. When I went to go get my frozen treat, I might have grabbed something out of my purse. I might have taken off the lid to my own little favorite toy, my Quake. And I might have inserted it in myself. It's not on, it's just filling me up. Oh, because as horny as you make me, I need to make sure that I don't get weak and stick your dick in me. You want to control it? Sure. Can you reach? I thought not. No. That's a date 3 privilege, mister. Of your cock is just perfect to suck on and to shiver. There we go. Let's see what this button does. Oh, that's my external. You can feel that on your cock, can't you? That buzzing, baby. But if I sit up, you won't be able to feel anything, will you? You know what? As fun as controlling this is, I think I want to pick out a pattern. Let's see what patterns random people have been uploading. I'm going to let a stranger control me while I suck you off. While my sweet little eyes are connected with yours as I go driven to cock-hungry madness. So what shall it be, baby? Do you want it sensual? Or do you want me to suck it out of you like the fucking succubus I am? I think we're gonna go with the succubus route. Yeah, look at me. No thrusting. If I want to deeper you, I'll do it on my own. What do you mean, good girls don't suck cock like that? Oh. girls a cock like that, it's just you bad boys don't give us a chance. We're the sweet good girls that never. Oh, never show up to a party empty-handed. Always have a host gift. We're the girls that don't watch your talk. Watery pants. Oh, the friends that you tell your mom about, but not. The girl you expect to suck the semen straight out of your fucking balls as a baby. And by the way, no, I'm not gonna come for you. I'm not gonna give you that pleasure yet, baby. I just want you to come for me. I'm gonna suck your inner thigh, baby, and I'm gonna leave my mark there. I'm gonna claim you for the good girls of the world. Good girls. Oh. Go bad for the right person. See, there you are, and there you go. That was awesome, and now I am ready for some fireworks and some tapas and some real class A romance shit, and you, sir, are gonna pretend that I didn't just slobber all over your fucking dick. And you're not allowed to clean it up. Leave it that way. I don't want to smell you as I cuddle into your chest as we do some Nicholas Sparks shit. Okay. I'm not going to come tonight. I'm going to save that up. But I'm going to go get cleaned up. I'm gonna go put my toy back in the hidden depths of my mysterious purse. And we are gonna have one hell of a PG-13 night. I know, I'm the worst. Come here. You can still feel those vibrations, huh? Oh god, okay, I'm gonna stop. Okay, baby. Alright, I'll be back.